Welcome, everyone, to a live recording of the HSP podcast. I am Julie Bieland and joined by Willow McIntosh. Hello, Willow.
Hey, Julie. Hey, Julie. Great to be here.
So, yes, let's get to today's episode titled Believing and Trusting in Ourselves as HSPs. And Willow, you picked this topic today, so please lead us in.
Yes, absolutely. So this is a key area that I have found, certainly my own experience, and I'm working with wonderful HSPs that I have over the years. The term, do we believe in ourselves, it's something that we hear so regularly, and we're always being told how important it is to believe in ourselves. And I absolutely agree with that. It is super important that we are believing in ourselves for the person that we're trying to become, the work that we want to do in the world, and the commitment to what's most important to us about our work, about our families. And yet, many of us as HSPs, we do struggle with self-doubt and low self-esteem. We were misunderstood as children, many of us, and we have to work very hard to really gain that sense of self and that trust in ourselves. So in this episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about what we mean when we say we believe in ourselves. And one of the things that I have found has really helped me over the years, especially when I'm having a difficult time or I'm trying to work on a new project and it's not unfolding as I want it to, or it doesn't feel like I'm making progress, or perhaps I'm transitioning through a difficult stage of my life. What I've come to realize is that whilst, you know, if I ask myself, do I believe in myself? Well, in those difficult moments, the answer might be, well, no, right now it doesn't feel like I do believe in myself. And what I've discovered is there is such a powerful tool to switch that a little bit and to ask ourselves, but do I trust in my own evolution? And that is something that we can look at and recognize that, yes, we can trust our evolution. We can trust ourselves to figure it out, to do what's required, to get the support that we need, and to know that we have come through difficulties before and we will do it again. And we are always evolving to a stronger, more grounded, more aligned version of ourselves. So this is an opportunity just to reframe this a little bit and to give ourselves some support in this area of self-belief, which I feel is so important.
Well, I love this topic that you picked. I think that you're so onto something. And I think that if you bring in the tendency that we have as HSPs to have these perfectionist tendencies, to be so, have just high expectations that we're kind of always thinking, so many of us are always in that phase of, I'm not good enough, I'm not doing enough, I'm not productive enough, I haven't figured this out, I'm still reactive, I'm still too emotional, I'm still whatever, or I'm too much, I'm not enough. Like, we hear all of that. And I think that it's so important for us to do these pauses in life and to start to think about how far we really have come. And I've said this from the beginning that HSPs are resilient, and you may not even realize how resilient you are, but honestly, walking around in the world as a super sensitive person in a world that is not set up for you means that you have developed a lot of resiliency. Just getting through the day sometimes is a lot of resiliency for some of us. So I think that I love the concept of that, you know, that we can look back and see the growth that we've had.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I think it's so important for us to recognize that, to trust that we have the capacity and the ability to do that. And you're absolutely right. Our natural resiliency is amazing. We are super strong inside. You know, I feel that nature has given us some wonderful, well, it certainly has. It's given us amazing abilities, you know, the higher sensory intelligence that we have and all of the gifts that come along with the trade. It's incredible what nature has given us. And yet also, you know, we are at the moment in this stage of the evolution of the trade. We're figuring so much out. And there is a great deal that we have to contend with. And we tend to come through life, you know, having undertaken an incredibly profound internal journey. And it's amazing what we achieve. It's amazing what we overcome and what we learn to adapt to. And I think that that strength, that inner strength that we have, even though we doubt it sometimes, is just to remember that we really are powerful inside, and we can rely on ourselves, and to recognize that we will evolve, we will come through and learn and develop new skills and outlooks.
Yes. You know, I've had some of that happen to me recently, Willow, like when I first talked to you early on about some of my current health issues. I remember you saying something to me about, you know, that there's meaning in it. And it meant a lot to me because I started thinking about how, like, when it first happened, I went through this stage of thinking, oh my gosh, you know, like I had been doing so well for so many years, health-wise, managing some of my chronic health issues. And when it hit me this time, and I hadn't had this happen for years, that it hit me like this, I had some days where I thought, wow, you know, I'm just back to where I started. I started getting really hard on myself. I was like, I'm supposed to be having it together. Why is this happening? And I started blaming myself. And, you know, then I started going through this process of recognizing, it was almost like I realized that I had this ability to step back a bit from the outside and look in, something I didn't used to be able to do. And I was able to see, excuse me, that there was something different this time. It was like I realized that I had the ability to see that it isn't always going to be this hard, that I would get through it because I had gotten through it before. And there was something so simple about that realization, but it was a realization of my own personal growth, that I could look at this as, instead of going down into that dark hole and thinking I can't get out, I could look at this in a new way. I could say, you know, I think there is meaning in this. There's meaning in talking about it. There's meaning in showing that, you know, we can fall and we can get back up and we can support ourselves through it. And all the tools and growth that we've worked on over these years, they mean something, especially when something hard hits you. And something hard is going to hit all of us at some point. That's just how it is to be human. There is suffering. And if you continue to keep working on all the things we've talked about in all these episodes, and you keep growing and you keep committed to that personal development and growth work, when you fall, you're not going to fall so far, and you're going to rise up faster, because that's how it is. And you also get to see meaning in some of that suffering, and part of, I think, some of our biggest growth comes after times of suffering. So this whole concept of kind of recognizing our own evolution, like you're talking about, Willow, is really important to identify.
Wow. Yeah. Goodness me. Such powerful words there. Yes, absolutely. And goodness me, you know, the piece around the meaning is that there's such power in that, and I really love how you refer to the difference that this in on this occasion of being able to kind of step out a little bit and get that higher perspective, and what an amazing indication of your work and your commitment to yourself and your own evolution to be able to have that higher perspective. And I think, you know, we are in a constant development. You know, we are in an evolution. We're constantly growing, and we're constantly aspiring to be as true to ourselves as we possibly can. And I think, and you said it so well there, I think when we're in difficult times, we tend to be super hard on ourselves, and we expect more, and we don't want it to be the way that it is. And yet when we see it from a bigger picture, or we look back over stages of our lives and we think that was really hard, but actually there was something really important happening. Literally every single stage of my life where there's been some difficulty or some kind of challenge, in every single case, it's made me stronger. I've learned more. I've come away with it with new insights, and especially I've come away with knowing myself that much more deeply. And as a result, there is always a benefit.
I love that, Willow. That is so true. You look back on all of those times, and it forces you to grow and kind of work on all those pieces that you need. And I think it's really incredible. I also think it's important for us to talk about, like, that no matter where we are on our journey, everyone has still struggles in certain areas. And I think that's an important human aspect to talk about for HSPs as well, because I think a lot of times a lot of HSPs, including myself, I started this journey also thinking like, oh, there must be a point you get to reach that you don't struggle anymore. Like you have it all together. You're just so balanced in life. And anything that, you know, nothing's going to knock you over anymore. And there's almost like this, and, you know, because people don't necessarily talk about how hard it is. And I heard Glennon Doyle on a podcast recently. She's somebody I really look up to. And I love, she's the author of Untamed. And she is amazing to me how she shares so vulnerably, because you can look at her from the outside and think she's got it together. She never has any issues. But she talks so openly about her when she falls. And there's something that really draws me into that, because it's so human. Like, we also need to share that, you know, we are not all walking around perfect all the time with everything together. That is just not how life is, but that we can love and support each other through challenges, and that we, you know, it's like we can pick each other up. And I think we do that. That's why this community feels so important. It's like we pick each other up. And when one is down, another one is up. We are a part of that process. And having people in your life like that is such an important piece. So when you do forget that you have that strength in you, you have people that remind you that. And then you will give that back, because that's what HSPs do.
Wow. I love that. Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely. And yes, you know, it is a fact of life. It is challenging being a soul in this body. We are here to do work in this world. We're here to grow and evolve. And we are an organic creature. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be things that we have to face. And I think having that humility around it, and also not taking it too seriously, it's easy to say that, you know, but when we're in something difficult, it's like it's the most serious thing there is. But I think also as HSPs, you know, we sometimes have that tendency to be hard on ourselves, and we may, you know, we really overprocess internally, and we make everything much harder for ourselves because of that internal blame or shame that we have, and, you know, why me? And I really understand all of those, you know, all of those tendencies that we have. But I think what's important is to recognize that underneath, you know, we're going through some kind of change. Something's happening. And to have that reference point, and to give ourselves that extra love, get the support that we need. And to, you know, to ultimately come through it with a perspective that's without the, you know, the personal negativity that we tend to fall into. And I think this is how we can develop this belief in ourselves a little bit more, because we come to recognize that we can hold our own hands, and we can be there for ourselves, and we will come through. And I think as we develop that awareness, the easier it is to deal with things when they come.